crackle, crackle.
All right. Well, we're just finishing up this little DUI. Not DUI.
Well, I mean, I hope those are finished as well.
DIY.
Correct. I was about to say DIY, but neither one of us are used to doing the DIYs.
No,
is what we're saying.
We are not. All right. Let me put my Purdy
oh dear God, y'all, it's happening in front of us. He's going downtown. He's got his clothes on from the Les Mis still. He is.
I do.
He is. He is. It's slipping.
Yo, I'm just going to get this ready here, and then I'll be totally ready to record, and how did I fuck that up?
This is illuminating.
Oh, here we go. Uh-oh. Here we go. I think I got it now. Let's see. Yep, that's it. Start the music.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
What's going
on,
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Meh. Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday, the 19th of May, 2025, and it's riveting, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetri Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who has nothing to say this week, Mr. Larry H. Bader spelled.
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
See, I've tightened it all up. V-A-D-E-R is the tight way to say it, and the correct way. Larry H. Bader, and joining me today... He's been to the theater, and it's not the Charleston Ballet Theater. Well, it might have been, actually. I don't know. But y'all, the Les Mis was in town, and how do I know that? The Grin Doctor.
Whew. Yes.
Lord have mercy. They are, y'all, that hotel is basically the horror motel. It has to be. But it's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Except it has hot water and air conditioning, but neither here nor there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So, Big Fatty, have you been? How's your week?
Well, you know, it's been a very busy week.
Ah.
Very busy. And, you know, I'm doing that DIY.
Oh, yeah. There's... Sorry.
And Vader, breaking news.
Y'all, the hole has been repainted there in the wall at the villa.
And it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
On this 20-year-old camera, I can't tell that there was ever a hole there. So,
well,
you know?
I'm looking at this almost 69-year-old eyes, and I can't tell there was a hole there either.
Y'all, in my mind, Big Fatty's about 72, but y'all, I just keep trying to age him. So I do that to the hats, too. Do y'all do that to old people in your life? But yeah. Well, Big Fatty, did you talk all about the Les Mis on the little show?
Well, no, I hadn't recorded the little show because we had to leave at noon to go see the Les Mis. And I spent the morning watching the Miss Jane Pauley show.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well,
and
riveting.
Putting the final coat of paint on the wall.
Oh, did you feather it in to blend it in?
I just painted it.
You just painted that. Poor Big Fatty.
So,
yeah. Well,
anyway, you can't tell where the... And it's surprising to me because, you know, the original coat of this color is 10 years old now.
Well, I didn't say a word when you were doing all this. I was just going to let you figure it out that the color changes, you know, over time. If I move some of the photros here in the Vader family compound, y'all, there's a different color behind them. Because, you know, the paint has aged. Although y'all Big Fatty don't have any light up in there. It's a no natural light, so that's probably
it's a fairly dark
cave.
Room.
Yeah. It's the cave. Mm-hmm. So
the cave.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah.
The pod cave. Yeah. That's probably trademarked Big Ricky or something, but
probably so.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Big Ricky, you helped Mrs. La 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 Lauren out earlier this week.
Did I? Y'all hadn't heard a word from her. Y'all, Big Fatty Tip of Town. Y'all, Mrs. Riz Lauren. Y'all, she's got my cellular telephonic device number. She could have just texted, but anyway, she contacted me via Big Fatty. And said, "Oh, I need to buy a computer and." Which one is equivalent to this, y'all? The thing that she was using, y'all, the most a MacBook Air would run circles around it and with room to spare. So really, it didn't matter. So I was like, just get the cheap one because the new MacBook Pro is probably about 10 times faster than what she was using. So it doesn't really matter which one she buys. And y'all, I don't want to jinx anything, but y'all, they seem to last forever. Both of the hats still have their M1s, and they're still tip-tapping along, and they're fine for what old people do. Y'all, I've got an M2 Max MacBook Pro for my coal mine work, and y'all, I mean, I'm going to have to get a new computer, mostly because, y'all, this one, I think she's been beat up a little. You know, I think she's been to the ballet theater one too many times. And so there's some obvious like hinge and just bump issues. But y'all, she still just tip taps along. I have no issues, y'all. I might be working on a large little project and it just, hi, y'all. It doesn't even flinch. So, I understood y'all, Larry Cly, y'all.
Yes.
Bless his heart. There was an incident with a Pepsi and his MacBook. So he just got a new one. Y'all, I came back from the Lost Wages and there was a sticky MacBook on my desk. And y'all, thank goodness it was Pepsi is all I'm going to say.
Why is that?
Well, because if it wasn't, I would have been a little concerned.
You thought it was a Shark Week submission.
Well, or, you know, you just never know. That Larry Cly, I tell you, he eats healthy. You know, he's always very gassy, but remember last week I said that my MRGC was in town, the one who used to live here, y'all, all weekend long, hi. And I was like, and you know, every time I'm very polite and I'm like, hey, yep, just, oh, we should have a drink. All right. Tell me when. Then I hear nothing. Oh, do you want to get dinner? Yeah, I'll be available tonight and never hear anything. You know, the whole weekend. And y'all, I'm not mad about it. I'm not surprised about it. I'm not.
You're just fat about it.
Yeah, because truthfully, it's going exactly as I knew that it would. I have been Madge Weinstein's got nothing on me. I have been a busy, busy lesbian this weekend. Just as we sit down to record, hey, I'm dropping my friend off at the motel. Do you want to meet me at the blah blah blah? And I was like,
give me 20 minutes.
I'm doing something right now. Oh, well, of course you are. Y'all, you know how they do. And he's not even that young. He just don't know. I said, yeah, let me know when they were on a walking tour. Downtown. So I said, yep, let me know when you get back to the motel and get cleaned up. And he's like, oh, it's just going to be just a few minutes. Oh, actually, y'all, I was about to poke fun, but he just sent me a message. We're not going to open that because it'll show that we read it. I just said I was busy and that was just 4 minutes ago. So, so y'all have not seen Larry, and that's what we'll call him because that's his name, actually. Have not seen Larry since they've been here. I don't know who he's with. He says it's someone I know, and I was like, all right. But y'all, everybody left the Charlestons, and now they're coming back. They're coming back. So,
well, you know, they always come back.
They do. They do. Some of us were smart enough and just didn't leave, no matter how hard we tried. But, you know. But, yeah. Y'all, it was a week at the coal mine.
Was it?
It was a week. Y'all, I never even got through all of my e-letters. I walked in last Monday morning to 96 actionable emails. And that took 3 days to get through because, you know, they all needed something. Y'all, then everybody wants to call you to talk about their email. I don't understand that. Old people are exhausting. And then y'all, there's...
Oh, breaking news.
That's a hoot nanny. Y'all, they're replacing all the HVAC systems and in the coal mine suite. And they started on... Well, they ripped the ceilings out on Wednesday and Thursday and you know, then complained about it had all been installed incorrectly. And then, you know, they started the HVAC stuff Friday morning, bright and early. Bright and early, y'all, I was there before they were. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, there were like six guys working on this. One of them was named Guy. And y'all... They all had three hammers, and I think they just beat on pieces of metal the entire day. Like, I think it was more of a jam session than it was an install session. Y'all, finally, the head layer at the coal mine was like, I guess we should just go. You think? Y'all, I couldn't answer. I answered the phone one time. It was my colleague, Lorena, and she said, "What in the world is that?" And I said, "It's on the other end of the coal mine office. It's not even on this end yet." So, y'all, it was something. It was something. So, but y'all could not work remotely. It was imperative that we're there.
Mm.
Imperative.
Are y'all doing the 4-day work week?
No, we are not. So, because we've got
the coal mine doing it.
The coal mine is doing it, but
okay.
The office that I'm in is not doing it because we close a little bit early on Friday, but not really. Because we lock the front door at 1:30. Let's put it that way. We lock the gates to the mine. You know, and it's a very y'all, we cannot afford a bottle of WD-40. We cannot. And if you think that that isn't a real sound effect from the door to the... No, actually, you're right, it's not. The door to the coal mine is louder than that. And I keep saying, does anyone want me to buy... I'll buy a can of WD-40. Oh, no, don't expense that. So, y'all, we're going to...
By the way, we've got a little breaking news.
Ooh. Breaking news.
Yet yesterday, Big Fatty found out he was out of gas. Not that gas. Yeah, that one.
Okay. So did you run out?
I went out.
You ran out of the petrol?
No, I ran out of the charbroil gas.
I
was gonna go throw some boneless poke ribs on the charbroil and wouldn't light. And sure enough, I didn't smell gas.
Of all of the gadgets you have blown money on, I'm surprised you haven't gotten a gauge for your gas tank. And I know that there's normally a gauge that indicates when you are, usually when you have a little too much gas. But yeah, you know, you can buy a little gauge for them. Even one that magnets to the bottom that on your phone you can see how much gas you got.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. So is that going to be on this week's little show that you bought a gauge?
No, I hadn't had a chance to go get a full tank.
Poor Big Fatty. So, you know, you can run right down to the Ace Hardware. They'll do it for you. It's the Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folk.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd just go to the Lowell's.
Well, you know.
What are you doing?
I'm replying to Larry about I cannot meet you right now at this very instant. y'all, and he just bloop, bloop, bloop. Hi. And it's like, you know what? If you think I won't cut a bitch, you do. Oh. And he knows better. He knows better. But, yeah. So, Anyway, you know, you can do it at Lowe's. You know where it has the good propane, the good prices on the propane? It's the Tractor Supply Company, the TSC.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. They'll fill your tank right up. You don't even do an exchange. So you only, your tank's empty. But so you would only pay for the propane they put in, not for a whole tank swap.
But there's not one of those nearby.
Yeah, for you. I mean, there's one right off the interstate at exit 199 in Somerville.
Like I say, there's not one nearby.
That's like 15 minutes. Yeah, or there's one right at the end of 526. Yep, if you hang a right and you go down about 2 or 3 miles, like when you're going to the Costco, the Costcaterium, it's right down there.
Uh-huh.
It's on the left. I guess that's technically Ravenel, but yes. Is that Ravenel? But yeah.
No, it was probably Southern Charleston County.
Yeah, I think it says Ravenel on the address, but y'all, the Tractor Supply, if you're a man of a certain stature and you like a good hearty jean, y'all, the Tractor Supply has the good prices on the good jeans.
In other words, they can accommodate fat people.
Well, it's stout. Stout is what we're using these days.
Excuse me. So it's the Sherman Stout Shop.
Right. Larry's Stout Shop. So, y'all, let's go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You've got to click twice.
You're hamming it up.
Not that this voice letter has anything to do with Larry's Stout Shop.
Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with
luckily, they did use the recording studio in the shop.
I'm hamming it up with Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Y'all, there's been an error. Now,
One
of two things has happened. One is we've already played this voice letter and we don't remember. The other...
Now, wait a minute. When we say we...
I asked you about it.
I haven't heard this, so I don't know if we played it or not.
If we haven't played it, y'all, it's been in my inbox for 2 months. And so...
Well, I'm sure it's from someone who is very understanding and... Yeah. Thinks that you walk on water, and so.
Y'all, this all happened when that new iOS with the mail, where it collapsed down your messages or whatever, and I missed all those messages. So there's a chance that we did not play this. And I listened to it just now. Y'all, I don't remember hearing it.
Okay.
So it's one of those two things, and so either way, it deserves to be played again.
Okay. Get an email and I open it. Oh, hi, Big Farty. Hi there, Larry Vader, my favorite person on the planet.
Oh.
Anyway, so I get an e-letter and it's from one of those ticket sale distributors that starts with a T. And anyway, so I get this and I click on it and it's like, oh, okay, so who's where? Who are they? You know, I don't even know. I don't know why. Sometimes I get them for another state where it's like, I'm not even anywhere near that state. Why would I want to see these concerts or whatever? So anyway, guess who's on there? Like, who? I didn't even know this person was still alive because clearly he was not on my favorite game show, Dead or Alive.
Oh.
Randy Travis. Woodhaven.
You know what, y'all? The Hat Arena talks about the Randy Travis and his health all the time. And y'all, I saw Randy Travis. First of all, Miserous Bacon, thank you so much for your call. It's always lovely hearing from you.
And for your patience.
Yeah, and for your extreme patience. Which, y'all, she raised 3 boys and a smelly. So, y'all, we know she has patience, right? And, you know, sometimes I've gone through the voice letter inbox. And, y'all, I've deleted that message. So that way I don't get confused as to whether or not we've played it. And that's how I keep up with things. So, but yeah, now, Big Fatty, do you know who Randy Travis is?
Well, he's a country singer, not spelled C-U-N-T, and he's had some sort of paralysis, I believe.
I don't know. It's some debilitating disease.
He can't sing anymore, and I think he's like in a wheelchair or something like that.
Oh, is he in a wheelchair? Yeah, I don't. Where's the button for the sound?
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you.
Y'all,
now,
the Grand Hat Arena. The Grand Hat Arena loved her some Randy Travis in the 80s. It was on the. She had it on the. The tube bass stereo just.
One of those guys. Is this together? Blah, 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 blah.
Did you have it on your tube bass stereo back in the 80s?
No.
Until the day that no. I die. Oh, baby,
I'm going to love you forever.
You forever.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm going to put a photo in the chat for Big Fatty of. The album cover.
As long as
old men said talk about the weather.
As long as old women said and talk about old men. If you wonder,
I mean, y'all, this computer is not set up. I don't have it set up like all my others.
I'll be happy
but I am going to put a screenshot of this album cover in the chat. If I can remember, I will put it on the.
Y'all, you'll never see it.
In the show notes, but y'all, I'm sorry, I'm discombobulated.
So did Miss Bacon call it in that he's dead?
No, I think she was calling in to say that she's surprised that he's not. Because he's not dead. I just saw him recently, I feel like. But y'all, Big Fatty, take a look in the chat at him on the cover of that album.
He's quite the looker.
Well, and also very, y'all younger there than I am now, or at least the album makes him look like.
Oh, that. Much younger than you are now.
Oh, but look who's talking. So.
And he's got the bling there, too.
Oh, well, you know, who doesn't love a little bling? Okay. So anyway, y'all, I'm trying to manage 15 things at one time. And you know, I can't do that because I'm, you know, men. Invaders are not good multitaskers. Speaking of Vaders, y'all, the Hat Arena is having her Mohs surgery this week. I got all discombobulated. And y'all, I told you that the uncle had pulled the muscle in his butt. And so the aunt can't take her. So y'all, I'm going to have to get in the jalopy.
Uh-oh.
And hoist up there. On Tuesday night and take her, y'all, she scheduled the goddamn appointment for 8 a.m. on Wednesday, and it is, I kid you not, 45 minutes from their house with no traffic. Oh. We've got to drive all the way through the Columbias, so that means all the traffic. Y'all, the old people are exhausting, but you know what she said? Well, since you have to do that, if it's a good day, I'll take you out for a little hamburger on the way home. And I said, would you?
And that's going to be at your favorite hamburger place.
Y'all, it's right down the street from this office. It's the Rushes. Because this office is near the hospital where Father Hat was a couple of times. So I know that there's Rushes about 2 miles down the street. So, y'all, I'll drive her.
Do you have to eat those fast?
It's fabulous food. Fresh food, something. Anyway, y'all, let's go ahead and, I'm not going to do that because I'm
meeting. No, don't do that.
Well, I was going to do something, but y'all, I'm meeting with Big Mama about that this week, so we're not going to do that. Let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the names, including Randy Travis, of people born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive because I don't know. And then I have to explain to you who they are because you certainly won't know who they are.
Jim Lehrer.
Jim Lehrer?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said? He is dead. Y'all, he was an evening newscaster. Was it the Lehrer Report? I can't remember what the name of that show was, but dead.
Jim Lehrer is indeed dead. He was an American television news anchor of the McNeil-Lehrer Report
on PBS.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's how I know, because I'm intelligent.
Yeah, because, you know, you're a big PBS something. David Hartman.
David Hartman. Alive. Y'all, another, he's an actor, I guess not a newscaster. David Hartman is alive, and you would know him because he was on, God, what was that show in the 90s? I cannot remember, but actor. He was on the TV shows.
David Hartman is indeed alive. He was an American actor and TV personality. He was one of the hosts of Good Morning America.
Oh. How about that?
Okay. How about that? John Jenrett.
John Jenrett. Ooh, y'all, I think he's alive. And y'all, you would know him because you would know him. Well, Big Fatty would know him from those Olympicals. Y'all, he was one of those figure skaters back in the 90s. And y'all, he just, and him and Nancy Kerrigan, they just tore up the ice.
Tore it up. John Jenrett, dead as a doornail. Oh, Lord. He was an American lawyer and politician and U.S. representative for South Carolina, and is a convicted felon accused of bribery. And he was from Conway.
You could have stopped at politician from South Carolina, and that would have, the rest of those were understood.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I don't know why I wrote this one down. All right. Well, let's just do the last one here. Oh. It's going to be. I assume we have time for one more.
We do.
Okay, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Ooh. Y'all. You know, despite what some people think, she is very much no longer with us. Y'all, that's the ex-wife of that O.J. Simpson. Y'all, and that Cato Kalin, he had nothing to do with it.
Wasn't he on the Talk Soup?
Yeah, that was Cato Kalin. Mm. Definitely.
Nicole Brown Simpson, she was a German-American. Did you know that?
Probably 30 years ago, but
ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, dead as a doornail, because she was murdered.
Well, maybe.
I didn't say who did it.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. It's unsolved mystery. Where's Robert Stack when you need him?
Isn't that the truth? Sorry, that's it. They were very
uninspiring. Almost yeah. So-so people born this week.
Very so-so. Now, we've got the big potato festival starting. Like on Thursday, I think.
I heard.
Have you made your list of things you plan to attend?
Probably none of them. Y'all, I don't.
Okay, so you have made that list. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, y'all, my friend Larry, who's here visiting, was like, why do you never go downtown? I was like, nobody ever goes downtown. And y'all, the thought of going downtown, which Big Fatty is familiar with, I know. But y'all,
I live downtown.
Yeah, the thought of going down there and dealing with that makes me want to, vomit. Ooh.
Well.
So yeah, I will not be attending any of that. What about you? Are you gonna do any of that?
Well, dear, I see. No, don't have anything on the schedule yet. And you know, next weekend is the Memorial Day weekend.
I gotta go to the Savannah next weekend. Ooh.
Does that mean that we won't record next week?
I will be back on, actually, I'm just going Friday. Remember I broke the seat in the jalopy, so I gotta go get that fixed on Friday, so.
Right, and that was a weight issue, right?
Right. I'm sure that's what the service tech will tell me. Mr. Bader, we can't just keep giving you new seats. You're too fat. So.
Well, you know, and all of that reminds me that what would it be for Memorial Day? Maybe a gravestone-shaped meatloaf with cone teeth?
Probably.
You know. Those are available at P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know what's impressive is the lack of weight limit that is obviously on the Acorns chairlift.
Well, you know, they do have the industrial strength.
Wired into the 200.
Well, no, it's steel enforced.
Ah, right. It's run by hydraulics.
It's hydraulics. Okay.